with SRN News. I'm John Scott. There's been reaction to an Israeli raid that killed Palestinian civilians while freeing Israeli hostages.
There is jubilation in Israel that four hostages were rescued from Gaza. But there is new criticism against Israel for the death toll from that raid. Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Peter Lerner says every civilian death is a tragedy. But he says Israeli forces had to strike in the Nusayrat refugee camp when they came under attack by Hamas forces.
In an attempt to kill both them and the hostages.
He spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, also on ABC, says the White House does support Israel's right to military force to free its hostages. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, Secretary of State Blinken returning to the Middle East as a proposed Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal hangs in the balance following that rescue of four Israeli hostages. With no firm response yet from Hamas to the proposal they received 10 days ago, Blinken has started his eighth urgent diplomatic mission to the region since the conflict began in October. He will be going to Egypt, Jordan, and Qatar. Also at SRNNews.com in Las Vegas, former President Donald Trump telling a cheering crowd of tens of thousands that President Biden is in trouble.
He's getting killed in the poll. We're leading here by like 12 points, you know that. All we have to do is stop the steal, and we have it made. Just stop the steal. We can't let that happen again.
And the former president earned cheers for his promise to end the border crisis if he wins the White House again in November. The Dow is losing 37 points, but the NASDAQ is gaining 57. This is SRN News. Star Wars embraces transgenderism. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The new spin-off series streaming on Disney Plus called The Acolyte will feature a transgender character. The storyline will also include two married women who somehow conceive children. Showrunner Leslie Headland is a lesbian who said in an interview published on X that she has always dreamed of bringing LGBT characters into the Star Wars universe. She also says if anybody doesn't like her series, then they aren't real fans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court says eight books dealing with subjects, including transgenderism, must be returned to library shelves in a rural Texas county that had removed them. The ruling by a divided appellate panel in New Orleans is a partial victory for seven library patrons who sued numerous officials in Llano County. That's after 17 books were removed. This is SRN News. The Baltimore Shipping Channel is set to reopen today.
The 50-foot-deep, 700-foot-wide shipping lane was expected to reopen over the weekend, but a commander with the U.S. Coast Guard told the Baltimore Sun that the channel still needs to undergo more dredging before ships can pass through safely. When the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed after being hit by a container ship in March, it sent about 50,000 tons of debris into the water.
Correspondent Tasia Stevens. An early morning shooting on a rooftop party in Wisconsin has left at least 12 people injured. Nine people were injured by gunfire and others injured by broken glass at that high-rise apartment in downtown Madison. A suspect who was being held in a California jail on charges connected to a 2022 mass shooting in the state capitol has died in his cell. Smiley Martin was awaiting trial on three felony charges related to the shooting that killed six people. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.